like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go.
Hi, Daddy. All right, showtime. Eric, right under the wire. Look at him gum.
Look at him what?
Look at him come. I don't know. You walked
said,
in the
look
door.
Look at him go. You look meant say, go. Look at him come?
Look at him come. All over my face, God. Everybody.
I know
welcome.
It's this late. I didn't know. I went to the bathroom. I knew it was tight, but
a
I know
very
it was this fucking late.
Shana Tova to all our Jewish.
Doesn't Gino have a pre-tape?
Okay.
What the
By the way, Keith said the funniest thing. Look what I'm wearing. Hold on. Look. Take a look at me.
Like this outfit?
You look like John Travolta from Pulp Fiction, which I really tickle my funny bone. Keith, you're wasting your talents being behind this organization. You should be right on the microphone. That was funny as shit. What are you on, Grindr? What are you tweeting? What's going on over there?
Don't worry about it, dude. I mean, we're started. No, you're incredible talent. You take it over.
Shana Tova, to all our Jewish friends. It's so funny because today is Rosh Hashanah.
It is.
I think it's 5578. I'll have to ask my accountant. I don't know.
Actually, wasn't
a
bad joke for a fucking hack. Do you want to talk about how much you killed yesterday on Chip Chippers?
Yeah, I kind of wiped the floor of that show, but I'm not expecting.
Garrett,
did
you listen?
Not yet.
Oh my God, he got his first funny joke in at the 30-minute mark. It was only a 60-minute show.
Pretty good for me, actually.
No, that was like the first. It was like a dumb fat kid taking his swings at the batting cage.
Right, that's me.
And
dumb
like
fat
a
kid,
broken
folks.
A broken clock is right twice a day. Don't
easy,
they say that?
Easy for you to say.
No, it's not.
Do we not have a guest today?
No, we had a guest, but I guess he took the same elevator as I did.
How do you mean?
What the fudge? I'm late.
No,
I'm gonna get.
Fine.
I'm Talib. Is this Talib time?
Yeah, you're going to get paid a little less, Keith told me.
You so, made it before the song ended.
Holy fuck, that was scary. I almost shit my pants.
Well, you were in the bathroom. That would have been a
no, big I missed the train. Then I'm like, all right, I'll get a tea. I'll have time. It was 1:54 Dunkin' Donuts. They fucked up my tea. Then I'm like, all right.
How
I know
they fuck up your tea? What's in it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a tea bag. You know, I have a tea bag. They put a string on it.
I know about a tea bag, believe me.
So you can take the tea bag out when it's done.
And dip it back in that whore's mouth and jerk off.
Anyway, so there's no string. There's no string in my tea bag, so I don't know what the fuck. I think she put in a special Indian tea bag because the Dunkin' Donuts tea bags, they come with a thing, a string.
Yeah, yeah. Indian tea bag? I'm trying to think of a TP joke.
Aziz Ansari?
That's why he makes the big bucks, folks. So here
we are.
I've
been trolled viciously all weekend.
What? You've been trolled all weekend?
Getting trolled all weekend, viciously.
By various people?
Yeah, different people. You know, the problem is I love it.
Right.
I love the attention.
Right. So what are they trolling you about?
Who'd you fuck this weekend?
What do you mean?
You got some kind of virus on your nose?
Yeah, my nose is peeling.
Would you go down on somebody?
My nose is peeling. I went bananas this weekend. That's why my nose is peeling.
Yeah, use that on Chip. You really go to the same.
I got nothing.
Well,
what
for the
want?
Same puns.
Okay,
it's appealing. Tee it up.
Right.
Right. Do no yolk.
No foreplay.
No yolk. Even Chip Chipper was like, you know, he hadn't heard that in a while. So I guess he was like, I guess that's not bad for a fucking blind retard.
Yeah, good times. What are people trolling you about? Yeah, sure, if you want. I'll put mine on. I mean, I just took them off for a minute. Just, put them back on. It feels better.
Come on, do your show. Do your show.
No, I'm doing the show with you. I don't know. I'm just sitting here.
No, you're such a talent. You're
oh,
such
God.
A, you're such this, an incredible
folks,
talent.
This is the beginning of the end, folks. You're watching it right now. The
no, you say you do your Brian McCarthy interview show.
Yep.
With no guest, and it's like, so you don't need a guest.
No, we don't at all. It's fine. You and I can just chat.
Talent.
And we can just do the show. But seriously, did we have somebody in the elevator
yeah,
with
Ryan,
you?
No, Ryan Reese is coming, but I don't
oh,
know
good.
If he's late.
Ryan,
I don't see a text from him. Ryan Reese, you've never heard of him.
Did he fall into a piece of chocolate?
So did you listen to Chip Chipperson for
no,
real?
No, I didn't listen to it yet. People like it, though, which is good.
What do you mean, two?
What's that?
I saw you retweeted two people liked it.
Yeah, maybe two. I don't have time to retweet two people. Well, those are people, right?
Yeah, one person, two people. You know how many people listen to it?
I don't
thousands.
Know. Not familiar. Thousands.
Yeah.
Well, then I probably
thousands.
I had the girl. I did Bill Schultz's show earlier today.
Oh, so you're hammered.
And the girl? No, I'm not hammered. And the girl said I had like 140 notifications on my phone. So when I have
what
time,
girl?
The girl that was a seven was her name. She was a guest on the show.
She was a seven.
She was a seven. More like a five. Just kidding. She was cute. She was 46. She had a boob job. I like a boob job. I don't care. People are like, I don't like a boob job.
Who are you on with?
Her
Joanne
and then
here?
Some big guy named Justin, who was a comic.
A big guy?
Big fella.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was a comic.
Who was it?
Justin Smith.
Justin Smith,
know.
Right.
Is he homosexual?
I doubt it.
a real niche gay guy. No, he was nice. He was kind of shitting on me a little bit, but
Joanne.
I'm used to that.
Joanne, Justin.
Joanne for sure.
And then
of course,
so four people.
Bill. Myself, Seven, and Justin.
Bill likes that real cocktail party, don't he?
It's fun. It was a fun show.
No, he just asked me to do the 24th. He was kind of late at night on Saturday. He was kind of he was just like active on his phone. Then he was like tweeting me.
Right.
And then he said, "You want to do it on the 24th?" I said, "Okay." And then Steve Torelli said, he goes, "Yeah, that'll be a good show because it's you and Karen and Karen. Is it Karen?
I think it's Karen.
Karen.
Freehands. Yeah, freehand or something.
No, Karen?
Karen, I think it's
anyway,
Karen.
Anyway, and Dan Soder. So he already has three people. I mean, that's a good show, but how many people does he need?
Oh, three.
I say I need one.
Yeah. You don't even need me, really.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just need
one. It's by yourself. It's great. It's captivating radio.
No, it is.
It really
talking
is.
About my hernia.
Yeah. How's your hernia day? Doing, by the way?
Pretty good. You want to feel it?
I do, honestly.
Yeah, Dr. Steve said, I told him what the doctor said, and he goes, that's excellent.
What do you mean? Well, what did
I like
you
how
him?
Doctors are like, that's excellent.
Well, what did you tell
I would
him?
Love to be a doctor and just tell people bad news all day.
Right.
So she's like, it's a female doctor. She's Hispanic. Oh. And she's
got a nice culo?
She had a nice tan. I've said on my show, I've never said it to my wife, but I said on my show that like, she's like when she gets close to me.
All right.
I kind of want to, you know, do like a fucking Les Moonves on her.
Sure.
Anyway, so yesterday I was telling my wife, I go, can you believe that creep Les Moonves? He actually hit on his doctor.
Great.
Did you know that story?
Yeah, I know. I'm totally.
No,
up on
he
it.
I guess he
jerked
had
off
a,
in front of her.
Yeah, he had an early appointment because you know they just said a big celebrity VIP guest.
Busy
so,
guy.
Yeah. So can you meet him? Can you do it early? So I guess he went there at 7 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
He was alone with her. He tried to grab her.
Sure.
She rejected it, and then he jerked off into a plant or whatever. Into a glove.
Can you imagine,
it's a
like,
rubber glove.
I could
you imagine being that horny at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, that worked up at like 7 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
And you're like, once somebody says no to me, I'm like not into it. Like these guys are so powerful and rich or whatever. I guess they just like, fuck you. It's like, I'm just going to jerk off anyway.
Yeah, I was telling it to my wife. I go, can you believe he tried to make out with his doctor? And my wife goes, yeah, I can.
Right.
And I forgot she knew that story about my doctor. Anyway, so I'm going to my doctor and then I go, yeah, she couldn't find it at first, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't find it because I was laying on my back.
But after dinner and drinks, she found it,
yeah,
I guess.
And then I stood up, and then I said, it's easier to find if you stand up.
Yeah.
And then she goes, what's that? I go, well, that's my dick. And
yeah,
then she,
it
I
sure
said,
is.
So then she goes, oh, there it is.
Ugh.
And I said, so I have a hernia? And she's like, yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I go, it's official? Because she didn't find, I'm like, it's official, right? Because you couldn't find it first. So now it's official? She goes, yeah, it's official.
How do you treat a hernia?
But that's like, it's just like, she don't have no hernia. You know
well,
what I mean?
But she can feel it.
No, but I'm saying like, it's just, it must be nice to be a doctor. Just be like, how you doing? You got cancer. I don't.
Right.
That's what I'd be doing.
Boy,
I'm
like,
you got herpes. Guess who doesn't? The doctor don't.
Well, my doctor told me that I was going to maybe go completely blind. He started crying, which I found very touching. Because before all of that.
It turns out he was going turns out he had fucking ball cancer.
Turns out he was cutting onions when he told me.
Every time somebody got something, he reminded him how sick he was.
Exactly right.
He's like,
you're lucky.
I'm dying too.
You're lucky. You only lose your vision. I have Hodgkin's disease.
There used to be, I think, I forget his last name. He was like a big, like, good-looking anchor.
No,
on
McCarthy?
Channel 2 News, local.
Okay.
Back in the, like, late 80s, early 90s. But then he quit because he was... He was depressed. He was diagnosed before, and everybody was like, yeah, we're all depressed. It's in New York. The rents are high, you know?
Right.
But anyway, so he quit because he was depressed, or he died because he maybe killed himself. I don't know. But it's how you used to do a joke about, like, this guy would be like, a man was killed in a fire today. I wish it was me. So every time the guy told a bad story, it's probably like, I'm sad too. But no, I just can't imagine being a doctor and just give people bad news and you're like, okay,
sometimes
next.
Sometimes it's good news. Sometimes you're like, hey.
Yeah, but usually if you're at the doctor, it's not great news.
Yeah.
Usually if you're going to the doctor, you have something. I mean, if you go on, if I didn't know and I might have had a hernia. If I wasn't, like, my brother, I just talked to my brother that day when, the day before, whatever, I don't know, the day before I was going to the doctor or whatever.
And how's Neil doing?
And he, my brother, it's not Neil, but anyway, okay. He just had a hernia. So I had hernia on my mind. I knew I threw my daughter in the pool and that's how I got it. But if I hadn't known it was a hernia and I felt this thing, I'd have been like, holy shit, I got a fucking tumor.
Tumor, right.
And then my doctor would have said, she would have said, oh, it's just a hernia. I'd be like,
but a hernia is a sprained muscle, right?
No, it's a rip in your stomach. It's a rip in your stomach.
Oh, so how do they fix it? How are you going to?
They don't fix it.
What do you mean? Now you just have a lump in you?
Yeah, well, I asked the doctor, I said, on a scale of 1 to, because she couldn't find it. So I'm like, hey, maybe it disappeared, you know? And then maybe it was psychosomatic the whole time.
Sure.
So then she found it, and then she goes, oh, there it is. She kept going to the one side and the other side to see, you know, the difference. And because it's always on the right side. And so she's going back and forth. And then she goes, oh, there it is. So then my brother told me what it was. But she goes, no, just, I said, well, it's minor, right? I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is it, a 1? If you couldn't find it, she goes, no, it's probably a 2. So then they just wait. It's like having a baby. They're just waiting for it to get worse. And then they'll have to, because she said if they perform surgery on it, that's what they have to do to fix it.
Right.
So if they do surgery, they don't want to do surgery because, you know, things could go wrong, but they don't want to do surgery unless they have to. But basically I was telling those guys, it's like, you know what she said to do? If it hurts, just push it back in. Push your intestine back
fuck
in.
Fuck that.
So it's like a fucking whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
And I said, well, does my dick get bigger if I push my fucking, one thing in, does the other thing get bigger?
Yeah, how's your fat pad?
Jesus Christ. So I'm like, in this environment, and I go to the same hospital that Patrice went to, died in.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I mean, I don't know if he died there, but I think he was there and then they moved him.
Right. So, Dr. Pepper High School.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper Hospital.
Because Norton still curses that hospital. He still says that fucking hospital fucked it up. Anyway, so she's like, you push it back in. And I'm like, I push it back in. But I've been exercising. It feels fine. It's just weird having a thing in you where you're like,
have you had sex since you've had the hernia?
No.
Have you had jerked off or anything?
No.
Does it impair your erection?
Not this morning with my.
Go ahead.
With my with my mother-in-law.
She's in bed with you?
When I woke up, my mother-in-law was the only person in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
She's back or she
No,
never
she,
left?
Yeah, she was in. She was, out, she was out of the country. Now she's back. She's back till the end of the week.
Does she have to leave for like visa reasons? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Impression of her getting brought to immigration.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm here to visit my son-in-law. He got a hernia, push him back in. My daughter got a cooler you can fucking bake bread in. He's a nice culo.
Okay, that's enough. I don't think she's talking about her own daughter's culo.
You don't think he's done it?
No.
She got eyes in the back of a culo.
She's back. No, I even with my wife said the first thing she said, like, when I said I got a hernia, she goes, how would it affect our sex life? I go, really?
Wow.
It's really all about you?
What a horny spick you married. God bless
you. It's all about her.
That's right.
Filling that culo.
Right. Hey, you got a hernia on your tongue?
You know, I knew it was bad because on Thursday when we did the show, Mike Vecchio and I was laughing, and I could feel it. I could feel it
feel
on
like,
Thursday,
like the laugh.
Because you know, one of the reasons I think when you go to the doctor and they tell you to cough, I think that's one of the reasons, isn't it? Or is that for your balls?
I think they cup your balls.
Yeah, so I thought it was because I looked it up on Wikipedia and they said it's about coughing.
Yeah, don't ever look up anything medical on Wikipedia.
No, Wikipedia is amazing for it's way better than WebMD or any of those bullshit things. Wikipedia, my Haley disease, which is a skin disease I have, is basically nailed it 1,000,000%. So that's why I knew I have complete confidence in Wikipedia for anything medical. And they said, you know, it could affect your exercise, it could affect coughing. when you cough, it might hurt, but it didn't. But I knew it was a problem because the day I kind of like, I think I have something, I sneezed and I felt it.
Ugh.
So it's almost just like, you know, and it's definitely down there.
Yeah,
you know?
How do they fix it? They have to cut you open and like basically stitch up.
They put a net down.
Yeah, I've heard about the net. I never really knew what the net was.
Yeah, they just put a net so that your stomach can't get into your.
You know what you never want to get is kidney stones. My friend had kidney stones and
like gallstones, right? Are they the same thing?
I think it's a gall. I think stones in your gallbladder.
Kidney stones are a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, because it's keratin, which is like a protein thing. And they have to put like a hook in your dick hole. And then
again,
yeah, right. So soon after my wedding night,
that was rush week.
Right. Okay, Sigma Chi, everybody. Sigma Chi, do or die.
Sigma Chi. Uh-huh. I like how those. They're still doing that shit. You know.
Oh,
after
yeah.
all this, the kid in Penn State, that was like last year, 2 years ago.
The kid that like fell down the stairs. And
yeah,
put
and
in
he
bed.
Died, and they're dead. Like, oh, wait. 12 hours later, like, is he awake yet?
Right. He must be really shit faced. He's cold as ice.
Yeah. Well. I'm like, they still like do that stuff at frat houses. Mm-hmm. They're like, let's get a dude all fucked up and do a rush week and then see what kind of a man he is. He's dead.
Yeah. No, it's.
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm thinking about not letting my kids even go away to college for real.
Oh, you have the girls. So there's one not going to college.
What does that mean?
Because they're girls. What's the point?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got to learn.
She's going to meet her husband.
Yeah, adorable. We have a call? Is that a hand up?
No.
Hallelujah. My vision's back. Was that it?
Do we have a call?
Patrick.
Oh,
Patrick.
Oh, how are you, Patrick?
Not good, because you made fun of my Uncle Walt.
Walt who?
Whitman.
Leaves of Grass?
Oh, yeah, Walt Whitman. What's up, Patrick Whitman?
Well, I was just going to give you some medical advice and tell you what's coming, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Because I had double hernia surgery in April.
So hold on, Patrick. Before you keep going, how did you get your hernias? Were you throwing a young half Hispanic girl in a pool?
No, just basically sitting at an office desk for 12 hours a day.
Really? Okay.
How'd you get a double hernia?
I don't know. I went in to see my doctor and you know did the cough test. He's like, you got a hernia. I was like, well, how did that happen? I don't do anything. I don't work out or you know, do any kind of physical activity. And then I went to go see the surgeon, and he's like, did the same test. He's like, you got a double hernia.
Watch out, ladies. Like, he's single.
It's like, yeah, twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it is a somewhat difficult surgery to get over if you're old. Well, I'm in my 40s, so right. I assume that you're at least 40.
Just turned 40 last week.
Happy birthday.
And it's a pain. And I also had kidney stones like 3 years ago, so
Jesus.
I can attest that they're very painful.
Patrick, why don't you just kill yourself?
Maybe we should get out once in a while.
Yeah, no
you ever exercise? You ever get on the treadmill, you fat fuck?
I'm
well,
not
wait,
fat.
What's a double hernia? It's a hernia in the same or two hernias? Or
no,
is it...
it's on, other, like, I guess, different, you know, the opposite side. So they you know, you got one on the left, one on the right. And
they fixed them the same surgery?
Yeah, same thing with the mesh, and you know, basically what it is, they put the mesh, and then your scar tissue is supposed to cover it up and make it, you know, fine or whatever. But it takes like you know, like 3 or 4 weeks to feel normal.
Oh,
yeah. She said I wouldn't be able to exercise for 2 months, so that's gonna be a problem. But again, she said you can go your whole life and not knowing you have a hernia. So
yeah, it's just if it gets caught up and then your intestine dies and you have to be rushed into the hospital. That's the risk.
Yeah, right. But she said, well, they did it with my brother. My brother said they found it in October, and then he had a surgery in July, so...
He should have called it his special three hernias.
Actually, some lady that I went to high school with had a triple hernia.
Wow, what a cunt.
Surgery. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what happens. It just happens, but yeah.
No, I did something, so I know where I got it. But the thing is, I'm gonna talk to Dr. Steve. I'm gonna have him call in on Wednesday to see what's up with it. But because he, you know, my regular doctor has to give me like generic advice. Dr. Steve can kind of since he's not my doctor,
yeah.
And I can't sue him if he fucks up.
If you're fat pad,
I just want to see what he has to say.
Are you gonna get the robot arm to give you the surgery? Because like now you can get like these robot deals to give you the surgery to make it really precise.
Yeah, LASIK surgery.
Although my doctor didn't want to do that. And the other thing is they won't prescribe you opioids anymore. So you just kind of have to deal with the pain with like ibuprofen. So that was my issue was that you couldn't get any pain medicine at all.
Shit. I know this Puerto Rican guy's got Oxycontin up the asshole. I'll give you his pager number.
So I might, yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know. No, I mean, listen, she said, you know, basically if you can, if it stays as is, I'm all right. I've been exercising. It's been no problem. I you know, whatever. Now I'm just like, whatever. But now at some point I just want to die because it's like I feel it's the beginning of the end.
Yeah, yeah. You've had a good run.
So I haven't had a good run. So that's the point of killing myself. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I was telling these guys, I was telling some comics, it's like, you know, when the fan belt breaks in your car and you're like, here we go.
Right.
And then it's like another thing, and then it's another thing, and then after a while. So I was supposed to get a – here's the fucked up thing. I went to the doctor the day after it happened.
Right.
Because I went to the colon doctor. That's why I called my brother. I went to the colon doctor. She gave me an exam. She was feeling my stomach and everything. She didn't even feel it. And then that night, I kind of felt something. I was like, what the fuck? And I talked to my brother that night, that Thursday, not this past Thursday, the week before.
Right.
And I said, how you doing? He goes, oh, I just had hernia surgery. So it was just all a coincidence. But the fact that, like, the colon doctor who was feeling my stomach didn't feel it, you know. And so I asked my regular doctor when I saw her on Friday. I said, well, how come the colon doctor didn't feel it? She goes, you can go your whole life.
Right.
With a hernia, and they don't find it. You know?
Did she say he sounds like an asshole?
And if they're not looking for it, they're not going to find it. So and again, my doctor didn't find it until I was standing up. When I was on my back, she didn't find it. So I don't know how serious it is. She won't tell me. I said, what percentage of people that get a hernia have to get surgery to fix it?
She's 110.
She goes, it just depends. She wouldn't give me an answer. I think Dr. Steve will give me an answer.
It's like a cottage industry. They it's an easy surgery. They get like their $10,000 or what out of it with the insurance, and then they just move on. It probably won't ever end up being, you know, life threatening.
So, Patrick, what is your quality of life now? Are you back into sitting down again?
Oh yeah. So after I had the surgery, I was at work. You know, I had a surgery on a Friday. I was at work on Monday, and I was doing the same thing, like just going, you know, doing meetings and working, you know, 10, 12 hours a day. So maybe that's what, don't do that. You could get back. And you just can't exercise and, you know, for like 4 to 6 weeks or lift heavy stuff 4 to 6 weeks. But after that, you know, I was on the, you know, stationary bike this weekend. So it's not a big deal.
Now those kidney stones though, they're a motherfucker, right?
Yeah. You know, it's so sudden. Like it hit me like a couple of years back. It hit me like at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Like I woke up and I was like, you know, it's like after a night of drinking, I was like, God, you know, this, I don't feel good. And then it really hit me.
It's a terrible hangover.
Yeah.
Wait, so how do you get kidney stones?
You can get it, I think. It's just basically genetic. You just got a lot of calcium in your kidneys.
Yeah.
And then
keratin.
But you can make it worse by drinking a lot. And so maybe that's, you know, not. And
allegedly.
A lot of water.
I thought it was from drinking soda, drinking
iced
carbonated.
Tea
yeah, you know, it's, it, yeah. if you. Drink things that aren't water, I think it, you know, kind of increases it. But, you know, it hit me like at 2 a.m, and I was like, this really hurts. And I told my wife, I said, there's something wrong with me. And she's like, shut up, you're making a lot of noise, you're going to wake the kid.
She sounds like a peach.
And then, yeah. And I was like, well, what do I do? And she goes, like, just drive yourself to the urgent care.
Drive yourself? So, yeah. I want to sleep in.
All right.
Well, I thought my wife was a you-know-what.
I got in my car. I drove down to the urgent care. She told me to, and it was one of those ones that closes at 10 p.m.
Oh no!
So I was like, crap.
Damn!
So
you had to go to the 7-Eleven, see if anybody can help you out there.
No, but I remember there's another one that's 24 hours, like three miles away. So I drove to that one, and then I get in, and the lady at the front goes like, "Well, you need to fill out all this stuff," and I'm like barely standing. I'm like, ma'am, it really hurts. She's like, yeah, but you need to fill this out. So it took me 5-10 minutes to fill it out, and they finally got me back there. And then they're like, yeah, this is kidney stones. We already know. And they you know, give me the synthetic morphine, and that took care of it. But it's like a hassle because then you gotta get it out. And then,
you gotta piss,
you know,
in a screen, right? Like a colander.
Yeah. When I went to the urologist, and he's like, well, you know, maybe it'll pass. And I'm like, well, what am I, you know?
Guy sounds like a real dick.
Like a laser or something.
Yeah, laser.
Well, don't they have to break it up to have it pass?
Well, so what they do is they can do that, but they have to do a special like kidney X-ray, and they have to find it to bust it up. If they can't get a good location on it, they won't do that, and then they'll do the catheter with the the thing to burn it, which is what they did with me. So it took a long time to get it scheduled and done. And, you know, I had a lot of work stuff. So I was like, you know, I had to go like Australia and stuff with kidney stones. So it was just kind of, you know, I was kind of a real nerd because like at any second something can happen.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's the fucked up part. Like even when I was running today, I'm just waiting. It's like having a fucking, you know, when you swallow like a coin or whatever.
Or a load.
No, just it feels like you just wait. You just feel like you got something inside of you that you don't want inside of you.
Yeah. I once gave a quarter to a miniature pony in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and the nun saw me do it and it made me sit on the bus for the rest of the field trip.
I don't even know what the fuck. There's too many different moving parts in that story.
I was getting there. Hey, Patrick, thank you very much, all right?
Thanks,
Patrick,
guys,
yeah.
Feel better.
All right, buddy.
Patrick, you can be our bad news correspondent.
Yeah,
whenever we have bad news, call in and tell us some to try to top us.
That wife yours is a piece of work.
She's good and bad. She just didn't want me to wake up the kid. I've got good vet stories for the dogs. When they start breaking down, that's fun, too.
Okay, I think I'm going to get a dog. All right, Patrick, thanks.
See you, buddy.
I think he's a patron. That's why I didn't.
Yeah, sure.
That's why I didn't hang up on him.
You really cucked out.
No, but
for
I
him.
Do. I really do. I want to know what's going on because it's like once you fucking start getting. That's why you know every jokes about old people. All they talk about is like what's wrong with them.
Right.
Because you do become kind of like oh fuck, I got this thing inside of me. I can imagine you get cancer. You got fucking cancer inside you, and you're like you're just waiting for your own body's fucking your worst enemy.
No one gets out alive. Hey, we have a guest. Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Good. What's your name?
Ryan Reese.
Hi, Ryan Reese. Nice to meet you.
I was just waiting for the intro before I jumped in on the
like
conversation.
Just get in.
Ryan,
hot.
What do you got?
What do you got, Ryan?
What do I got? I don't have a hernia. I'm youthful.
What do you got on Les Moves? You're in television.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about Les?
More.
Ah, fucking A. You're too much. He does it all right. He's good.
This is Monday. I was a minute late. And I'm still on. I'm almost on my A game.
Yeah, you're doing. We'll get
I'm
there.
On my C plus game.
Yeah.
So what do you got on Les Moonves?
He's been, a very important person in radio and TV, especially at CBS and Viacom forever. He's one of the larger forces behind Howard Stern's rise.
But then he sued Howard. If you remember, if you really know your Howard history,
I don't. Okay. I don't know that well.
Well, you know he's in trouble, right?
He's done.
Yeah.
He's
done. I thought you were just doing a promo.
His ass a little bit,
for Moonves?
No, you're saying you're singing
you
his phrases.
You asked what do I know? Well, I mean.
No, it just, you know what it made me think when this happened? I go, Louis C.K. is absolutely 100% done. He's fucking done because,
none of these guys are done.
Huh?
None of these guys are done.
What are you talking about?
They're going home. He's going home with $100 million.
No, he's not going home with $100 million. He's not going home with $100 million. He's not going to get anything until it's done. And the worst thing you can do to guys like this is take their job away. They don't fucking need the money. He's been paid $1 billion since he's at CBS.
Sure, but like all.
So
the,
he doesn't need money. He needs shit to do. Guys that are that wound up. You think Louis C.K. is like happy? Like everyone goes, he's got a lot of money. He don't even give a fuck. He doesn't need money. He needs shit to do. Guys need shit to do.
Yeah, Kev?
Yeah.
You're not one of
them. I mean,
you
guys are fucking idiots. All these, like, you know what? This guy got enough money. They don't need money. You think Matt Lauer's happy sitting in the fucking Hamptons with nothing to
no,
do all day?
But he's pitching stuff around town. He's not.
Okay, but he's not going to get fucking hired. It's not like Brian Williams lying about he was in the war. These guys are like the fucking Mount Rushmore of pervs. Yeah. It's like fucking Louis, and now you got Les Moonves, and it just everybody thinks like, holy shit, they're everywhere. All these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So Louis, I thought Louis, everyone's like, oh, Louis come back. He comes back, and he gets it's like a big fucking spectacle. So he can't just come back. So it's like, he's got his money. What are you going to do with his money? Les Moonves has all the money he could ever need.
And
so he doesn't need another $100 million.
And
they're not going to pay him. They're not going to pay him. They'll say, with just cause, you know, we need this money for lawyers and blah, blah, blah. He's not going to get a dime out of it.
If he had retired a week ago, he would have gotten $180 million.
No, but they weren't. They were never going to pay him once
his
story broke.
Once his news came out, now he's got.
Then why did they pay Lauer? He walked with, what, 34?
Something like that.
No, they have money. They have money, like where it's like a pension. Like OJ has a pension that they can't touch. So there's somebody's pension. It's not negotiable. It's his money. But it's like they don't give them. It's like they're fucked. They're fucked. Even like a Charlie Rose, who people are like, oh, he's a creep too. Like once you're associated, it's like being a Nazi. Once you're associated, like all these fucking boys in Brazil. Remember that all that shit. Like once you're like once they say you're a Nazi, or like once you're like a white nationalist or any of this shit. Once you're tagged like this way, you're done. You're done. I didn't think Louis would be done, but once I see this, I go, he's fucking done, and that's what he gets for fucking only bringing me to Philadelphia. I do one fucking gig with him. His agent acts weird to me. I had a fucking great set. I'm like, fuck them, and I hope he fucking dies a miserable fucking death, him and his fucking Jew agent.
Okay, happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, happy Rosh Hashanah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Ahoma.
Fucking Jews. Just kidding.
No wonder the trains weren't that crowded.
No, well, they were crowded in 1943.
I bet they were. Wait, is today they mourn or today they party?
Today is
the New Year.
Yeah, today's the New Year.
So it's funny, partying?
Yeah, and tomorrow.
So what's the Day of Atonement?
Yom Kippur?
Today's Rosh Hashanah?
Yes. New Year today. I always think of a lyric. I like to write songs, as you know, Ryan, you're a big fan. But my lyric is always for a Rosh Hashanah song. I always go, come and blow the shofar. Don't you know you'll go far? That's all I got, though. I can't get anything else.
What is it?
It's a chunk of a musical a song, but I can't get anything else. I want to write a Rosh Hashanah song.
Is it from a song? You're making up the song?
It's from my own mulligan over here.
You're making up the song and the lyrics?
Come and blow the shofar.
So
don't you know you'll go far?
So you're trying to tell everybody you have no talent?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't mean that. Okay. Clearly, it's evident.
So you think everyone's going to be fine? Because they're pitching stuff. I'm talking to Ryan.
I don't think they're done. I think they're going to try to get back on.
No. I'm saying like once this shit happens, it's like it could go away. But when I saw Louis getting all the shit, all the blowback he got, and then I see this, he's done.
But that's
all right, done.
But that's what they're worried about. Not necessarily Louis, but they figure if they let Louis back, then they have to let the others back.
Who
that's
lets?
Just the mentality of.
No, it's not that. It's just like they attacked him. So it's like then once it's Les Moonves, then they all become the same in the same fucking boat, and then Louis's like creepiness factor it grows. It's not getting smaller, it's growing, because it's like holy shit, Les Moonves, the most powerful man in network television, it was a creep. Fucking Harvey Weinstein, Louis C.K. was like, people are calling him like the best comic of the generation, the best comic of the era, and I'm like, okay, but now so it's like they're everywhere. It's like fucking Nazis.
It's like Nazis.
Once you're tagged a Nazi, then how do you... You could be like, I didn't kill anybody. It's like all the Hitler's men. They're like, I was only the guy on the train said, next stop, Auschwitz.
Right.
That's all I did.
Right.
I was taking orders, and that's so that's all they say. And they go, it don't matter. You work for Hitler. You're a creep. You're done. You're done.
Shower time, Jews.
A lot of World War II and Nazi references on this show.
Yeah, we really get in there. It's good, exactly. Allegedly.
No, because it's Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, out of respect for them.
A friend of mine is an Orthodox Jew, and he'll call me. We fell out of touch because he had a scorching cocaine addiction, but he would call me every year.
Is he in show business?
Today. No, he's an attorney.
Joe DeRosa?
No, Joe DeRosa. By the way, congratulations to Rachel Feinstein, by the way. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Rosh Hashanah. I mean, what do you say? Mazel Tov?
Mazel Tov, right, exactly.
Mazel Tov or Mazel Tov?
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, she got married. Her husband's actually pretty handsome. I saw a picture.
Yeah, he's a good looking kid.
So I guess he hasn't seen her act.
Oh. I'll have the sea bass, and we can fast forward through this. It's fine. Yeah, but my friend, because on the Day of Atonement, you're supposed to call people and say, hey, listen, I'm sorry for doing X, Y, and Z or whatever. But this friend that I used to get hookers together, we did coke together, we did all this. So he called me like.
And he's Orthodox.
He's Orthodox. Oh, yeah, full of shit. But he would call me and
cocaine
go.
Cocaine was kosher.
Did he have the
Never on Friday night.
Did he have the curls?
Yeah, the pants and everything. Yeah, exactly. Right. I'd have to give him the spoon to his nose. You know, he wasn't a. Right.
It was the spoon had to be kosher?
The spoon had to be right, but blessed by the Mashiach. But so he would call me and he'd always go, hey, Brian, listen, I would have I'm really sorry. I would just hang up on him. I go, nope. I don't. You're not. I don't atone. I don't. You're not accepted.
And so what did he do to you?
He would. He just kind of. I mean, he knows it's all full of shit anyway. But he would always just be like, thanks for it. Now I have to go in the new year with the sins from the last year. Like they carry over. But there's no hell in Judaism.
You think that guilt caused him to do cocaine?
No, the guilt.
There's hell in Judaism.
There's no hell in Judaism.
Yeah, being poor.
Ah, you fucking slay it. Yeah. But anyway.
Because you know those Jews love money.
Yeah.
That's what Chip Chipperson's mom always said to him.
Yeah, I did the show
I watched
week.
The whole episode yesterday.
Did you
just
really?
To see how bad you were.
It was great.
It wasn't as bad as I thought, but
thank
it, it
you.
Was not nearly as good as you thought it was.
I don't know what it was. I don't watch myself. I do something.
You can watch
away.
Yourself. He's blind. He's legally blind.
80%.
He can only see peripherally.
I think you've got a nice set of hair, though. Are you a young guy? How old are you?
I'm going to be 38 in November.
38?
Yeah, man.
November what?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay.
November what?
19th.
November no 19th. Way.
Yeah.
No way.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Why?
This life's so creepy.
Is that Neil's birthday?
No, it's my wife's birthday.
Oh, no shit. You got a nice culo? Come and see your culo.
She's a scorpion.
Yeah,
she's
sure
a
am.
Scorpion.
I sting
right.
you with my asshole.
I thought it's called Scorpio, but I see her as a scorpion. No, can't they kill you, a scorpion?
Yeah.
I wish my wife would kill me because it would make a perfect ending to a fucking.
Just let the hernia do its job.
No. The hernia won't kill me.
Hey, kids, we're going
to I don't like
pool?
To be put under. I was supposed to get a colonoscopy at the end of the month. I'm like, I think I'm going to cancel because I'm like, I'd rather die than be put under. I think the whole thing's creepy.
Let me ask you a
they
serious question.
They put you under.
If I told you right now that you could just die.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
If I had life insurance, my life insurance actually ended last week on the
3rd. You told me about that, right?
So but I have to re-sign up.
Okay.
But if I could, yeah, I would definitely die. If I could get the life insurance money, I would definitely die.
Where are you from?
Is that your follow-up question to me dying?
I like
that.
Is that your follow-up question?
I mean, what else are you going to say? You want to die? I mean, so re-up.
With insurance. How much is the insurance for, or was it for?
$500,000.
That's nothing.
But now,
that's not enough to go on.
No.
No, it is. It's enough to get them started. They'll be fine. They'll be absolutely 100% fine.
You still want them to work after you die?
Who?
Your kids.
What, they should never work?
I don't know. If you're going to kill yourself for money, it should be more than
no, I'm not killing. He's not saying killing. He's saying if I can die.
Yeah.
I'm not saying killing myself. I'm saying if I could die and they would get the money, I'd be like, yeah, give them the money. They'll be fine. Wait, they shouldn't work ever? They'll just sit around?
Well, I think your wife could go back to Panama. Daniel could get a job at like
she
shoe store.
She's not even, she hasn't been in Panama in 50 years or 40 years.
Well,
she's gonna
it's
go
cheaper
back?
Down there. I don't know. It's cheaper.
How old's your wife?
First of all, you can't
74.
You can't live on $500,000 for a while.
Maybe for 10 years at $50,000 a
no,
year.
No, I'm saying they're not going to sit around just looking
point.
At the
she
money. They're
Panama. The money will last.
They're going to work. They're going to. My wife will work, and you know whatever.
Doesn't
she already
now.
Works, huh?
She quit her job, right?
No, she's quitting, but she's going to get. She's a bilingual interpreter. I mean, that's what she's trying to get now.
But I mean, that's her. But she has something lined up.
No, but they need them. They need them. There's you ever see the news about keeping them out of the country? There's a lot of Hispanics that and they have a right to fight to party.
Oh yeah, Beastie Boys.
They have a right to be
trial.
Able to huh?
To a trial.
No, they have a right to be able to express themselves. So they need. Well, I don't know even know what I'm trying to say. If they go, if they're in court.
Yeah.
They have a right to be represented properly.
Yeah, there's like 11 or 12 languages. I always want to go to court and be like, I need the Haitian guy. All I can say is
the
what
point
I'm saying,
is they need help. They need help. They need with doctors. They need help. Like any professional people, they need to know what's wrong with them. Like if somebody doesn't speak Spanish,
right?
I mean, doesn't speak English but
sure.
speaks Spanish is in a court or they need a lot of interpreters. So she could probably get a job easily, but she doesn't have any experience.
Does that pay pretty well?
No.
Oh.
No, it pays all right.
It pays all right.
Better like a good job pays.
The store she has now.
Yeah.
The place where she
yeah, that place is a racket.
Yeah, yeah. What part of town do you live in?
Midtown.
Nice. Are you from New York City?
Long Island.
What town?
Lynbrook.
Ah, Lynbrook. Very nice out there.
Is
getting
it,
a little
they have
dark
a stop
for
on
my
train?
Taste, but why not?
They have a stop on the train, yeah.
Which
yeah.
was a Fort Washington line?
Port
no,
Washington.
Long Beach or Babylon?
Yeah. Babylon? Hey, leave my wife out of this. She babbles on and on and on.
Look how red his face gets. Can you get a close-up on how red his face is? It's just fucking
she's
ridiculous.
She's a talker.
I can't believe you don't. I can't believe you're not dead.
You.
I can't believe Artie Lang's not dead. That is a good close-up. It's the same color as his shirt. They're not even. They're not embellishing this at
no,
all. This is how fucking red his face is.
How long you been in town?
Can you believe Artie Lang's not dead?
What am I supposed to say? He's had some.
Let's talk about Les Moonves and
risky life choices.
What important? This guy's. Why are you not in politics? I don't know. You don't have anything bad to say. Even Les Moonves, you're like he's an important person in television. He's one of the most significant
track record.
Yeah, He did some questionable things, maybe.
He brought back Family Feud.
This is the most Kevin's ever talked to me in 10 years.
No, because I have to.
I know.
What, am I going to just sit there? Am I going to sit there and look at my phone?
Yeah. I was very excited. Jesus, I was like, he's going to be forced out of conversation.
He was on Lenny's show. I saw him on Lenny's show. Not that I watch Lenny's show, but every once in a while.
He watches Lenny's show.
Yeah. No, every once in a while, it'll come up on my phone. Like, Mariah Cass will be like, hey, you want to watch Four Corners Podcast? And I'll say, oh, my God, let me see who his guests are. And, he just gets people at the Comedy Cellar. It's just whoever's, like, walking through, whoever
MC. Do you go up to the cellar?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Great.
And then he had Ryan Reese on, and you two talking was like, what a snoozer.
Really?
Well, it's been a big year for me. First Lenny, and now Kevin. I mean, like.
Yeah, it's a real rocket ship,
so,
your career.
So what if, you know how many people listen to Lenny's podcast?
You?
Lenny have any brothers or sisters? I don't know. Maybe tonight they'll fire up the wireless. Like, I'll sit around and listen to it as they blow the shofar. You'll go far.
It's too much. It's too much. So what'd you think about your Lenny interview? Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't.
And what'd you think when you left? You thought
it was a good conversation.
Pretty revealing.
Had a good time. Yeah.
Oh. Like Tom Cruise and Barbara Walters? Which made him cry?
Yeah, he did. He did his research.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
What was the research?
You like the color blue?
What's the research? Did I not do my research for you?
I don't know.
He knew you were from Limbrook?
No, that he didn't even ask that question. That was Brian.
What did Lenny know that I was supposed to know?
Nothing. It was about my Seth Meyers appearance. That's why.
Oh, how did that go? I didn't see it.
Wow. You didn't see it? You want me to send you the link?
No.
I can.
No, I already know what you did.
I thought it went well.
No, I'm sure it did. That's why I don't want to watch. Because if I have something bad to say, I'll say it. So if I don't know, I just go, oh, that was terrific.
How many minutes?
That's fair, right?
How many minutes is that?
It's 5 minutes.
He did 40. How long do you think he did?
I don't know, an hour special.
They're all the same. Five minutes.
Seth is like, tonight, I'm taking the night off. Go to you, Ryan.
So who was on the show with you?
Was it Michael Myers? That would have been weird.
No. Z Beats. She's in the girl in Deadpool 2.
Oh, Deadpool 2. Oh.
But she's the hot one? The one he fucks all over the place?
No.
Not the girlfriend?
No. Okay. The lucky superhero.
I like when they get these like actresses on. You know they'll never be heard from, and like this is their big fucking shiny moment. Because they just get rid of them. They have like a young hot girl. They're like, hey, you want to be in this? She's like, of course. And then, say something nice. Like, I'm sure she'll be around for the next 25 years.
It's a tough
I got a good
business.
Feeling. Huh?
It's a tough business.
No, I'm saying, like, do you ever see the picture? Hey, can you guys bring up the picture of what's the girl's name in Top Gun? Kelly McGillis.
Yeah. Kelly McGillis.
And
sure.
Show her then, and then show her now. I mean, and then show Tom Cruise then and now. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Like, women do not fucking hold up. My mother-in-law is holding up pretty good.
Well,
what do you call a Chinese lesbian?
Thanks to Scientology.
What do you call a Chinese lesbian?
A resbian.
Oh, God. So anyway, women don't hold up, so they get them. Look at this.
An hour, huh?
That's not even the picture, but is that her for real?
Yeah, that's her.
She looks okay there. Who's she with there? Is that Tom Cruise?
That's Tom Cruise.
Oh, I can't even say.
Tell me about it.
Well, that's not the picture I saw. She looked like a big, fat old lady.
Well, yeah,
and
like,
he looks adorable.
Well, think about Kathleen Turner. Like, I mean, Michael Douglas is
No, there's a picture where she just... Yeah, that's it. That's it. Thank you. Like, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Well, what was
so
she
you
in?
Could you can never imagine a million years she would ever turn out looking like that. It's hideous. Unfuckables.
I would fuck her, I guess. I don't care.
Yeah, but
new.
You can't see her.
That's fine.
So my point is that they get these young gals, and these young gals think they're like, I'll just play the game. I'll be nice. At least back in the day, Harvey Weinstein would go, hey, suck my dick, y'all. I'll get you in five movies.
A couple of movies, yeah, exactly.
And now they're just like, you can't even suck anybody's dick to get ahead.
I know.
Pun intended.
You get your straight.
What? Straight?
Yeah, you have a girlfriend or
married? No.
Single?
Yeah.
Get a lot of road pussy?
I don't go on the road.
Really? Why?
You get a lot of TV studio pussy? He opens for Megyn Kelly. I wish he'd open for me, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you offering me a gig, Kev? Am I opening for you? Is that what I heard?
Fuck no.
I did warm up for Carson Daly.
I don't like having white guys open for me.
I've opened for you before.
I know, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
And
I don't like
improv
it.
In Pittsburgh.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Wow. I like to have a lady open for me. Right. I like to have any lady.
Yeah.
I like even Leslie
open
Jones.
Open her legs for you.
I like to have a white dude. There's too many white dudes in comedy. So when I'm on a road and it's like white dude, white dude, white. By the time I get up there, like, we get it. We get it. You guys are kind of angry. You're kind of clever. We get it. You have a bad girlfriend, a bad wife, whatever. We get it.
I did Bill Schultz's show earlier. This is very big guy named Justin somebody. He was a
Justin Smith. You know him?
Justin Smith. And he said
Garrett told us what his name was. You act like I'm some kind of psychic.
No, I don't know.
Justin Smith just told us it 15 minutes ago what his name was.
I said something. And he goes, "Oh, you're just another white guy." I was like, "What fucking color are you? I'm not that blind." I hate when white people call white people white.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah, he's white. He's from Oklahoma, which is kind of white.
Well, you're different because you're blind and you're not even.
Does he wear a hat?
Huh?
I know who he is.
Oh, that's his hook. Hey, I'm not just another white guy. I wear a hat. Can you believe it? I put my hat on and I come out and I entertain people. It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't fold my brain.
When I go to a gig and it's three white guys, I'm just like, they don't.
How were the shows with Gina and Aaron?
They're good because first of all, it's not. It's like when they have a three white guy show, that's him.
Yeah.
Isn't he like a tough guy? Is he a tough guy on Twitter? Does he talk a lot of shit?
No, he's on Instagram.
Oh, I don't think so on Twitter.
Oh. No, but when they have a three white guy, it's not doesn't set you up. Gino and Aaron, it's a good show because we set each other up. Gino's a good MC. Aaron
Visconti.
Yeah, and Aaron doesn't do jokes.
So when I do jokes, what does he do?
I mean, he does jokes, but he does more like characters. He does a lot of crowd work, so it's like it sets me up because when I get up there, by the time I get up there, if the first two white guys have done jokes, set up punchline jokes, then when I get up there, it's like there's nothing new about me.
Right.
So it's done, but the feature doesn't give a shit because he's like he gets the best shot, and the MC's like just happy to be in show business. I'm not talking about this show. I'm talking about a generic comedy show, which they've been doing for years. We're like, hey, white guy, and the second white guy, and then third white guy, and now women, they go nuts. Women in the audience go nuts because if there's not a woman on the show, they're looking at their phone, looking at their watch because they've had it. I get it too. I would be like, really? Because women don't like white guys. People don't like white guys anyway. Oh. And then say something nice about white guys, Ryan.
I think they're terrific. When I started comedy and I was watching like you, Matt Reese, Meneve, all white guys, but all room wreckers, and each one of you would go up right
room
after
wreckers.
Each other.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Funny.
Room wreckers.
Meneve?
Sure.
Okay. I guess you were drinking back then.
I'm just saying, at the strip, you guys would demolish one after another.
Yep. Then they bring up.
That's not the case. I think you have a problem. I think you have like rose-colored glasses, and you can't see what's really happening.
No, I remember.
Not in everything, but I'm saying like there weren't that many. You know, like even the strip. I worked the strip this weekend. They have like white guy, and then a black guy who I've never heard of, and he fucking destroys. So the strip and all the New York clubs, I've always had bringing the black guy to close to fucking kill. So that's so white guys are like, hey, white guy. Most white guys do pretty good. From that's just the way it is. White guys. Pretty good.
Do you like Megyn Kelly? Is she nice? You met her?
She's very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's very nice. She's come out to shows.
Come up to your shows?
Yeah, she came to the Cellar.
With who? Cool.
Her husband.
Oh, she's married.
Yeah.
What's he, a doctor or something?
No, he's a writer.
Television writer?
No, like...
like a novelist?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't used to be that, because I looked her up one time. I like how I looked her up, and I didn't look up Ryan Reese.
Nope.
I didn't do any research on Ryan Reese.
So he writes like
no, because I looked her up because when she was at some point I would look up everybody because I love Wikipedia. But she, I remember I want to see if she was married and who she was married to. But I think he's like he's not just some dude who's like goes to his cabin and writes books.
Now he is.
It's a Tom Clancy.
Yeah, because she's making a shitload of money.
Well, I think he did well in maybe finance or like security for finance.
Yep. He's a Wall Street guy.
Something like that. Yeah.
Hedge fund. I got your hedge fund.
Yeah. Mow these lawns.
What's that mean?
Like a hedge. I don't know.
How many times Chip Jefferson went, huh?
I know.
What's that mean? At one point at the end, we go, hey, we got another read. And they had three reads, like commercial reads, and Chip Jefferson. And right. Brian goes, it's like a library. And Chip goes, what do you mean? I think, whatchamacallit? Ralph Sutton goes, what does that mean? He goes, no, a lot of reads, a library. And they're like, okay. The fact that he acts like he was getting paid by his comments. Like the more comments he made, the more money he was
I rolled in hot, baby. That's what we do.
But that was by the end. And then people are like, ugh, a lot of reads, a library. Like, You don't even associate reading and library. People don't even go to libraries. It's a lot of reads.
The intention was to be stupid, and I think I accomplished my goal.
I guess.
So, you know, anyway. I had a mission. It's a win-win. Uta Hagen said it best.
What'd she say?
She said...
Was that Nina Hagen or Uta Hagen?
You're thinking of Haagen-Dazs.
No, I'm thinking Nina Hagen. Wasn't she a VJ on MTV?
Yeah, maybe.
Or was she a singer? 99 what? Luft Balloons?
Oh, yeah, 99 Luft Floating. 99 Luft Floating in the Summer Sky. If Megyn Kelly was single and I was single, I would fucking totally date her.
I would eat
I'll
her.
Let her know.
I would eat her.
I'll let her know. I'll let
you know,
her know
I like her because she's good looking.
Yeah,
and she's kind of smart, and
she's kind of smart,
and she's got a professional job. Like yeah. I'm at this point in my
she's
life, I'm turned on by women who have professional jobs because yep. my wife, you know,
she ever anyway, come on to you at all?
I love like, my wife and everything.
Like
a, but
no, Harvey not at all. Harvey Weinstein moment. No. Like, hey, go warm with the crowd.
She
up.
Never like bends over, and then you go like, oh, I gotta fuck. Oh.
No.
Like, you ever drop stuff so she'll have to bend over and pick something up?
Yeah.
No, this is a TV
show.
Do
you ever, when she's like standing somewhere, do you ever act like it's crowded in there and you have to like squeeze by yeah. her, even if it's like
you ever
a
play
big
Subway?
Set?
You just kind of put your hand next to her and hold up on the ceiling, wear a cock ring maybe, fluff it up.
Dry humper.
Yeah,
next stop, 42nd
hey, come
Street.
Come on, you ever dry hump? Tell us the truth.
Come on, give us something. It's Monday.
Yeah. I Kevin was a story.
Slow news day.
I used to warm up Carson Daly.
No, you didn't. You did one time. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, buddy. Lady.
OVO. Cool guy. Yeah. It's OVO here.
Oh, yeah, I know this guy.
Who is it?
OVO. This guy from Twitter.
OVO. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
OVO Cool Cat, yeah. No, I just, I've been waiting for a while. I just wanted to say Brian did a pretty solid job on Chip Chipperson.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
What were the pros? What were the cons?
I think he kind of won him over there towards the end.
There you go.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Yeah.
And by the end, he was like, all right, I get it. Chip was like, I guess I get it. And then what were the cons?
Hey, come on. Let me have a moment.
There wasn't really that many cons.
That's right.
I don't know, though. You were acting as his dad the whole entire time, so... Yep. I don't know how it would have gone if you weren't there, you know, being daddy for him.
I had a moment where I was doing the show with Kevin where I felt like when your kid's in the back seat and he's rolling down the window, like, and you're like, the air conditioning's on. Roll the window back up. I kept feeling that the entire time we were doing Chip. I was
no, because at the beginning, listen, I watched it at the beginning. At the beginning, you could tell, like, they went to, like, right away, she's basically saying, like, Christina was like, oh, yeah, we have a guest calling in because she knew... Like, the room was not good because Brian was, like, fucking up the vibe. And then they were just going to go to a guest just to cut away from... Because I could feel it. So, he was drunk. You were
I
drunk.
I was drunk.
Yeah,
can
you
we
were
not
drunk.
Do this again?
I told him
I
not...
honestly was so annoyed with you at the show last week and when we did MLC that I almost walked out of the room.
You should next time. It's better show if you walk out.
Oh, great. Well, then I will.
So he was drunk, and then at one point, I almost put my hand on his leg, like, you got to fucking, like, we're at a dinner party, because he was my guest.
Yeah.
I'm a guest to Chip, but I brought him as my guest, so he's basically ruining the fucking dinner party, so I'm like, I was going to put my hand on his thigh, and be like, you got to fucking slow it down, but then I know he'd be like... Don't never marry a wife.
Yeah,
never marry a wife.
Fredo's wife. Never marry a wife.
Because he's
never
like
never marry a wife.
He's like my drunk wife, and I'm Fredo then, and I did feel like a Fredo.
Yeah.
And I was about to get whacked or at least be excommunicated from the family. But I'm like, just fucking calm down. The show is Chip's show.
Right.
But Brian was like, I gotta bring it. I gotta bring it. And I was like, come on, man.
Well, thank you, Ovo. I do appreciate the compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You did almost overstep there like a few times. But there was one point where you're like, oh, can I tell my story about something or other? And Kevin just turned to you and was like, wait.
Right.
Yeah. When he's talking about how big his big girthy dick is, I'm like, nobody gives a fuck. Like, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah,
it's Chip Chipperson. It's like,
I don't think you understand comedy. When you have the idea of me sitting there talking about how big my dick is such a ridiculous notion.
No, it's not, because you talk about it every time you're on the air.
Yeah, and I think it's
so
funny.
So no, it's not. If we saw it, it would be funny, but we've never seen it. Well, so you keep talking about how big your dick is, and you know, and he's talking, and like nobody gives a fuck. Right. It's well, Chip Chipperson. Right. It's his show.
Christina,
you're supposed to interact with him.
Right. Well, and we did. Christina tweeted that she had a great time and she had a lot of fun. For me, it's a win. I'm walking away from it, and that's it. So we can put it in the rearview mirror if you'd like. Thank you, OVO, again. And I think people enjoyed it. So that's it. What do you want from me?
No, when I watched it, I relived it when I watched it, and the first 15, 20 minutes were rough.
Right.
By the end, it was fine. Again, by the end, when you do an hour show, you just want to get a bunch of laughs, especially Chip's show. So they got enough laughs out of the show. It wasn't like it was a bomb. You know, it's not like when Lenny was on. So it was one of those shows where it's like by the end, it was like they couldn't have been that mad, you know, but the first 10, 15 minutes, it was an awkward.
And if I told you I did that on purpose, you'd never believe me. So we can just move forward.
Dude, that's like crashing your car into a wall to see if your airbag works.
Okay,
you know
great.
What I mean? And be
fine.
Like, I meant to do it. You know what?
It was
meant,
a rental.
Nobody meant to do it because, and first of all, they don't need that. It's not that kind of show where they just don't need someone just yapping. Chip does it, and he's better than you at it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Enough.
He's a yapper.
All right, so
for you to go in there and bomb on purpose, but that's what you do. Like even when I first met you, you would come in and bomb, and then I was like, this guy's a, but by the end, you kind of win people over.
Yeah.
But it takes a while.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what Chip was going to do. Chip didn't know that. So that's
right.
why I was chiming in like, you know, Brian usually goes 1 for 50, and then Chip was like, I would love it if he went 1 for 50.
Yeah,
like, it's not even 1 for 50 yet. So
it's all part of the web I wove.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, whatever it is.
I've been drunk before.
Yeah,
I know
it
how.
It wasn't too bad.
Huh?
Yeah, well, thank you.
What would you give it? What would you give it? How many stars out of 5?
I guess I would give it like a 7.
Oh.
A 7
stars.
Out of 10.
He's as dumb as
seven
you.
7 out of 10. All right, I'll take it.
I said 1 out of 5 stars. How would you give it? He goes a 7.
That's great.
He came and play. He came and play with me. He's got to go 7 out of 10. What are you, my wife?
Hey,
1 to 5. Can we make it out of 10?
You got a nice
I guess.
Do you got a nice culo, OVO?
Yeah, you got a nice culo.
OVO runs a culo, OVO.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well, thanks again.
What were they going to say? I was going to ask Brian another question.
Oh, sure, please.
Oh, okay, Brian. So you said that you have a thing going on at Gotham Comedy Club in November, right?
Yeah.
I've been paying attention to your plug.
Yeah, totally. November 12th.
Oh, you're the guy.
So I guess you said that Robert Klein is going to be there?
Yep.
No, not that Robert Klein. He spelled it different.
Oh,
no, it's the legendary Robert Klein.
No, K-L-I-N-E.
Right.
It's a different Robert Klein.
No, it's the same. Okay, yes. It's a different Robert. No, it's the same Robert
there's
Klein.
There's a guy on Twitter.
Who is that, by the way?
No, I don't know.
Name?
It says Jersey City.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah,
am
Robert Klein
you?
Is good. Are you in town?
The city
I don't know
of
where
Jersey
you live.
City's calling you?
Oh, no, I'm not in town. I just wanted you to do some investigative work for me. To figure out, because I thought, so it's not Booger Sugar Robert Klein?
You mean his Twitter or whatever?
No.
No, it is. I'm kidding. It is the real Robert Klein.
Oh, it's the real Robert Klein?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brian.
Yo.
Brian, can you figure out if Robert Klein actually does Booger Sugar?
Like, you mean cocaine?
Yeah.
I've heard he does that. You know, it's funny you say that. I've heard he does. I heard Robert Klein still parties.
He absolutely does.
Yeah, well into his 70s. Good for him. And I'm going to bring a fat
Jesus
Graham.
Christ, man.
Yeah,
he
man.
Doesn't have
I'll bring
a heart attack?
November 12th. Oh, whatever.
No, it's called an addiction.
Yeah. I'll bring a gram of I got some primo.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks, no, OVO.
Thanks for the input. 7 out of 10.
Okay, no problem.
7 out of 5. All right, thanks, you buddy. Take it easy.
What do you got to say about that, Ryan Reese? Something good.
Yeah,
say
come
something
on, what
positive.
You got
about this?
No, about that last caller.
Oh, I think he was giving it his best, and he was very enthused with Brian's performance.
Yep,
on Chip Chipperson.
And, go ahead, call. We got another call.
He's not actually going to the Gotham show, but
no.
He was.
We want to find out if Robert Klein does cocaine or not.
No, put some
Brian.
Lines in a green
yep.
room.
Yo, hello, caller. What's your favorite Labor Day memory?
Hot dogs.
There you go. Right up my ass, right?
When are you going down to Panama to get your eyes fixed? You won't have your gimmick anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy. Are you the stem cell guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, brother? I don't know. I'm actually going to Atlanta for my clinical trial that I've been in for the past 2.5
Why,
years.
Why, are they doing in Panama?
Yeah, it's legal and regulated. Mel Gibson was on Rogan, and he's down with it. He's fucking Catholic.
Yeah.
Must be okay.
I listened to it. Yeah, exactly.
What does that mean? He's Catholic. So he can. So you can't get it done if you're Catholic?
He likes Panama because it's in.
Stem cells. They're not, you know, pureeing babies like they were 10, 15 years ago.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, stem cells. Oh, stem cells. So you're using stem cells to get your eyesight back?
There, that's apparently.
They fix everything.
This guy sent me a link on YouTube, and I actually listened to it. And yeah, he sent his dad down there. Who's a Holocaust denier. No, Mel Gibson's father. 6 million Jews, dawg. Don't believe it for a minute. And so they sent him down there, and they fix him up. So you know what? I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm in this trial for another 6 months. If that doesn't work, I'm gonna take radical steps to improve my vision. Plus, in Panama, I'll bring Robert Klein. There's great cocaine down there.
What's the trial?
It's at Emory University. They basically
injected. It's the Harvard of the South. It's one of 50 Harvards of the South.
Right. We're the Harvard. That's what my doctor told me. He goes, "Don't worry, Brian. You're in the Harvard of the South."
They all say that.
I said, "I'd rather be in the Harvard of the Harvard."
You can't see. You could be anywhere.
Right, exactly. Right. Am I in a pet store?
You use that on Chip Chips. Am I in a pet store?
Of
my hands are on my eyes. All the hacky
all the,
stuff.
All the hits.
Oh yeah. All the top 40s.
If I'm Leonard Skibert, it's Freebird again and again and again.
Leonard Skibert to Skibert.
I hate myself.
Play
ski
ball. No, you know you do when they're green room with a Gotham, put a bunch of white lines out there. See what Robert Klein does with them. See if he asks what they are. Some kind of scam? Am I being set up? Where are the cameras?
Hey,
is this my third wife?
RK,
set me up. He's got like five ex-wives.
Yeah, of course he does. Hey, RK, want a toot?
He's a miserable old junkie.
His son does comedy.
Who?
His son.
I bet he's terrible.
His son's 60. He went to high school with Jeffrey Currian.
That's how old Robert Klein is. His son's 60.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen his son?
Yeah.
Is he good?
I haven't seen his act. I've seen him around.
Oh, you shook his hand?
Is he as good as
Jackie Mason's offspring?
Sheba?
They should tour.
Sheba's not
Please
bad.
Some,
she's
not,
bad.
Not?
She's not bad.
Alleged, okay, I've seen her, and she's
alleged
horrific.
Daughter.
She got better.
Since when? I just saw her yesterday.
That's funny.
Who do you like, Kevin?
David Tell.
Not anymore.
Not personally, but you like his comedy.
I like his comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I like Derek Gaines. I saw him. He was
okay.
Everybody was at. He's been on the show before. Everybody was at Rachel's wedding, so she had to let Derek Gaines. He emceed the last two shows. That guy's fucking funny. He tells a joke about it. He goes, I don't even know how he set up, but basically what black people have brought to our society.
Right.
And he goes, we invented jazz. We invented peanut butter. We took fat white girls off your hands.
That's funny.
But just the three things he picked were so funny. Because it's true. Nobody ever admits that, like, I can't say, like, you know, I always want to say, hey, fat white girls, don't lose weight. Just date black dudes. They don't give a shit.
No.
For some reason, they want a big ass. They want a big, chunky girl. And he fucking mentioned it, and it's fucking hilarious.
That
they're taking them off our hands, a big, fat white girl.
The only way to fuck a fat girl.
Nothing?
No, because I've, you know.
You've dated them?
No.
Why are you not reacting?
It's fine.
No, I like him. I thought he was good.
Derek is good.
No, but I saw him once at the Underground. I thought he was good, and then I had him on my show. He seems like a nice guy, but I didn't know his whole background. Like, he's talking about, like, he grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, so he's making a lot of jokes. He appeals to white people, is what I'm saying, because he
appeals to you.
No, he knows how to talk, but I'm not white.
Yeah,
if he appeals to them, they must go bananas for him.
Huh? No, you're white. I'm not white. You're like
very
corporate,
white.
Huh?
You're white.
No, but I'm not corporate white like this motherfucker. This guy, he has nothing bad to say about anybody. Hitler, what do you got?
Yeah, he made the trains run on time.
This guy is nothing bad.
Jeez.
That's corporate America where you're like, you know what? He's trying. He's a good egg.
He's doing what he can.
It's a good egg.
And that's no yolk. Some guy on Twitter goes,
I swear to God, I really don't know. The most fucked up. Like, I actually like doing this, even
too.
As bad as you are. Because I get to have caffeine.
Yep.
My kids aren't here.
It's a night out.
And whatever.
It's a night
out.
Yeah,
it's like it's more fun than fucking drinking. Go ahead. What do you got?
I was going to say that, you know, you could say lots of bad things about Hitler, but yeah, nice
no,
hair.
No, I'm saying Ryan, Ryan's very corporate. Ryan's very corporate. So who, and he opens for, he does warm up for Seth Meyers. Who else you do warm up for?
Really? Kelly and Seth, yeah.
And wow. Then who else have you done it for? I used to work for whatchamacallit.
I've done it over at John Oliver.
No, but you did it for whatchamacallit, that guy who ran for president. What's his name?
Oh, Huckabee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you warm up for Mike Huckabee?
Well, he had a show at Fox News.
He had a show about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Did you fuck his daughter?
No.
Sarah?
Never.
Sanders.
Happened.
What do you got on Michelle Wolf?
What about her?
I heard she's dating Louis C.K.
That's not true.
Seriously?
That's been a Twitter rumor.
It's been debunked.
By who? How can you debunk that you're dating somebody?
She's not. She said she wasn't.
Well, what's she going to say? Did you go to Rachel's wedding?
No.
I guess you're on the outs.
Joe DeRosa did. He had the sea bass.
Did you go?
Yeah. I went to Rachel's wedding. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, I didn't. I'm telling you, there's no way I would get invited to Rachel's wedding. You just don't know what's going on with the underground.
No, I don't. I'm not plugged into that. But yeah. I feel like you'd get an invite.
Why?
Because you've been around. People like you.
No, Rachel hates me, and I say bad things. I don't say bad things. I just say honest things about her, and then
she's
it became like a running joke.
Yeah.
And then Lenny's friends with now Marina Franklin keeps saying to me like, "What to go after Lenny?" I'm like, "What?" Like, first of all, it's not your business. And, you know, just concentrate on your own fucking issues. But it's like, she's like, Lenny's a nice guy. I go, Marina, you don't even know what the fuck's going on. So it's like, it's just, you know what I mean? So you don't know what's going on until people don't like me because of my show. I say real shit.
Yeah. When the glasses come off, you know it's the time for the truth.
I should do a segment where I take my glasses.
Yeah, let me tell you,
like,
folks.
I do like a series piece and then right. I go back to, hey,
you know, the situation in Azerbaijan is no laughing matter. Good times.
Anyway,
so you're in mid-test. You know,
Ryan thinks he's gonna get fired from his job from just being. Could you get fired for that?
No.
Yeah,
I think you could though.
No, well,
who's I'll feel
me?
Bad.
Who's gonna fire me?
Megyn Kelly for being associated with this.
Oh, I didn't say I do not represent the show or the views or opinions of NBC at all. Don't tweet that you're on.
Universal
here.
Vivendi.
No, I don't represent any of those.
Fair enough. How's Seth Meyers? Is he a nice guy?
He's a nice guy.
That's cool.
He's corporate as fuck.
That you know who his best friend is?
Who?
Who?
Oh!
No, they're not best friends.
Neil?
Yeah.
That's what Seth says?
He's said it before, sure.
To who?
When he's been on the show, I would assume that's...
Oh, yeah, but he probably... That's just corporate schmoozing.
No, they are good friends.
I know, he's good friends, but I don't know if they're best friends. But nobody cares, and Seth has no talent, except that he can smile on camera.
Oh, he's a funny writer. Let's give the guy the... He did great on the
He's a funny writer based on what?
The correspondence dinners that he hosted and shit like that.
Okay, he don't even write that. That's written by, like, a team of fucking people.
Yeah.
He's on camera, he smiles, that's it. He's not funny.
Well,
he's like a corporate head. He's a corporate face for modern comedy. Jimmy Fallon's funny?
No, he's terrible.
Okay, well, Seth Meyers is less funny, less talented than Jimmy Fallon.
Not possible.
Seth Meyers only was begotten by Jimmy Fallon's success.
Begotten? What's the Old Testament?
And then Lauren's like, holy shit, all I got to do is put smiling fucking white dudes on. And young women will flock to that because that's who watches the Seth Meyers show is young women, and that's who watches SNL is young women.
Did the season premiere last night?
What?
Or Saturday night to SNL? Is it like they back?
Yeah, they're back.
I thought it was next week.
No, it's not. I don't know. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't come out.
I've seen those hilarious promos where they have Leslie come out and want to fuck somebody, and they don't want to do it because she's gross.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but I'm a dick because I said something bad about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm a bad
Hugh Jackman. I'm gonna put you in my big cunt.
She's got big,
very highbrow comedy.
It's like
here.
She's in
no, you don't. Just say you don't agree with this kind of comedy. Say you disavow yourself of any of this kind of humor.
Do you want a hand massage?
No, just so you won't. I don't want you to get in trouble.
I do not agree with this type of humor. Specifically, Brian, I do not agree with this type of humor.
But he's,
you have been humoring him by laughing at these jokes.
I have.
And it's been painful to sit through.
I'm not funny. You're right.
I can't believe he's a classic.
He's a throwback sidekick.
I really am.
And they just had a
clown. I'm like Rip Torn. I'm with the confetti and shit. Take my toupee off.
Every time you sneeze, like confetti should come out of your nose. Like that's what a he's a clown. He's drunk and he's blind.
No,
he's
not drunk or blind.
He's living on the edge.
Blindish.
You won't even admit you're blind now?
Exactly. Hashtag blind lives matter. No. And I just had a starring turn of the Chip Chippers in show. I interviewed Cynthia Nixon last week. That was fun.
Did you say any bad words?
For my own show.
Did you say bad words?
What's your show?
Brian McCarthy interview show. So I interviewed her.
Can we get a picture? Garrett, I think it's on his Twitter.
Yeah. The two of us.
So Ryan believes it.
Yeah, it was funny because after
what'd she say?
She was cool. She was very on message. I mean, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell she's going to get elected governor.
No, she
but
won't.
I liked her progressive platform.
She wants. She's using this to get her name out and then maybe she'll run for Congress
think she
or
really
maybe she'll
wants
run
to make
for
a
mayor.
I think she wants to make a difference, and I think that she would. I think she'd be a good governor. You know.
See,
but
there it is.
Is that us?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah. I don't know.
You look like you're dressed for a
funeral. Yeah. How come you dress up for her and not Kevin?
This is a nice shirt. I was going to wear a tank top.
That's a terrible pink. I know,
and you're wearing nut huggers. You got a full suit on there.
Yeah, nut huggers.
You're dressed for a
luau. Is
that
a thing? No, what keeps...
I
thought you're from Pittsburgh. I thought you're from Pittsburgh.
No, I worked with you in Pittsburgh.
I know, but why...
I drove
7 hours
to work with Kevin in Pittsburgh.
Thank
but
you.
Where did you stay?
I had to get my own hotel, and it was like 30 minutes away from the Improv.
And why'd they book you? You said you wanted to work there?
Because I wanted to work with you.
Oh. All right. You said, I said I want to work this week. I want to work this week.
Kevin Brennan and Chris the Crowd Pleaser.
Chris the Crowd Pleaser?
He was the MC. Chris the Crowd Pleaser.
What, did he do like crowd work?
Compliments
people?
He's
a big, fat, black dude. Real hack.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that shirt? Marshall's?
But they loved him.
The Crowd Pleaser. Yeah, right. They loved him. He killed.
Man, that haircut should be on the Statue of Liberty.
I think that was after a little while, maybe a couple months after your hour special on HBO.
I never did an hour. And second of all, I don't know when it was. That whole time period was a blur.
You were like one of like six people to get.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Let's look forward.
This is forward. Yeah. I don't know. This is what you're looking at.
I'm the ghost of Christmas Hack.
That's the way we're headed. Yeah. I don't know who said it, but don't look back because that's not the way we're headed. And that's a good point, right?
I still enjoyed working with you.
I never enjoy working there. That was a miserable club.
I think Kevin is the definition of
we had a great time, and Kevin told me he really admired my comedy.
Really?
And we were going
to
stay
in touch.
I said
it to everybody.
They didn't say any of that.
No, you know what? Sometimes the hardest thing to do the whole weekend when I work at a club is to say to the other comics, good job.
No, I didn't even get that. I think
sometimes I'll have to do method acting and be like a moment before.
Practice in the mirror.
Yeah, and then
I'll go.
And then when I'm shaking hands, I'll be like, hey, man, nice working with you. Good job. Because a lot of times they suck.
I don't even get, you know what I get? When he kills at the Cellar, he drops the mic as he's going to hand it to me when I'm emceeing. Yeah. So I have to, crap, I got to bend down and pick this thing up. He just drops it.
I did it to Artie Fuqua one time at the Underground. I dropped the mic, and then that was right after Artie came back from his fucking Walmart accident.
Oh, right.
So I'm like, are you okay picking it up? I was like really worried because I didn't want to fucking blow out one of his surgeries.
One of the pins in his leg or whatever.
No, because I knew he had trouble walking, like walking up the stairs of the Underground. He would walk up like a fucking old like an old football player.
You still play D-Fields? Dangerfields?
Yeah, I went back there a couple weeks ago. It's not good. I like saying hello. Friday was like a Tuesday. It was like there's nobody there, whatever. But you know,
whoever owns that place must own.
They were good to me back in the day. No, Tony owns it.
Still,
I think he owns the building.
Tie a yellow ribbon.
I asked Vinny because there's a lot of
Tony was dating Michelle Wolf.
Huh? I didn't make that up that he was dating Michelle Wolf. I could see it though. You know, redheads are. They like to find each other. Could you imagine their fucking babies though? Oof. Like two redheads having a baby.
Wait, you mean Louis and
I mean, you can say whatever you want about Bill Burr, but he married a black woman, and that was smart because you don't want to. You just like even if you're that white, even if you marry a white person, your kids are still going to be super white. But you imagine Michelle Wolf and Louis C.K. They should have it and then abort it right after.
Just look at it and put it right in the trash can?
Yeah.
I just, on the street downstairs.
What do you got about abortion?
I don't, you guys cover all the bases, man. Two Nazis,
Ryan,
abortion.
Ryan, what do you got about abortion? You pro or con?
I guess I, pro.
You're pro-choice for women?
Yeah.
But you think babies should be killed?
Specifically.
Yep. Without prejudice.
With a gun.
Yep. But only...
No, but because you know it's murder.
Sure. This is a great comedy podcast.
First of all, I know what you think podcasts are supposed to be. You think Lenny?
Broadcast.
You think it's this is a broadcast. First of all, Lenny's show is a typical podcast, and that's why people hate podcasts. People hate podcasts like they hate comics now because it's like it's all the same shit. So people hate Lenny. People should hate Lenny and hate his podcast, but they don't because nobody listens to it. But if more people listen to it, more people would hate it. So I'm trying to get people to listen to it so they can tweet about how bad it is. No, it's just good-natured ribbing, which is like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to sit around with comics and have good-natured ribbing. That's why I have this
dumb, I'm aware.
Fucking blind guy who says bad words.
Yep, ribbing. Then, now I'm starving. Let's go to Tony Roma. It's on me.
So that's what I don't. I can't do it. I physically can't do it. I've been working with hack comics for 30 years, and so now I don't have to. Now I don't have to deal with them. I don't have to follow a hack. I don't have to worry about the crowd going like, "Wow, this guy's it's got a lot of attitude," because I just followed a fucking hack. And then you watch TV like your boy Seth Meyers or that homosexual Jimmy Fallon. They're like, "Hi, I'm happy." Even Chip Chipperson was shitting on Jimmy Fallon the other day.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon sucks.
You know, they're all the same. They're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
They're all like, "Hey, we're happy and we're not a threat to women. We're not going to rape you."
No.
We're not going to rape anybody after the show. Like Louis C.K., we're not going to jerk off into a fucking into a bucket.
No, that's Les Moonves.
No, it's Harvey.
Sorry. Right, Harvey. Yeah, no, he's a plant. Les Moonves, somebody jerk off
into a bucket. I'm just joking that maybe that's Jimmy Fallon's thing, jerk off into a bucket. But they're not a threat. They're not a threat. They're not a masculine threat.
Sure.
Nobody's afraid of Seth Meyers. Women aren't. Men aren't. Nobody's afraid of Jimmy Fallon because push comes to shove, he'll play beer pong with you or right. Something like that. Something fun. He'll whip out a game. He probably has games in his fucking overcoat.
Right. Like Uno.
Yeah, like is it bored? Is it getting bored?
Right.
You're waiting to get on an airplane. Jimmy Fallon's like, "Hey, it's getting slow here. Let's play some ping pong."
The thing I like about Jimmy Fallon is I heard he's a big drunk, which I can appreciate.
Yeah, because he's drunk because he's hiding his homosexuality. A lot of homosexuals drink because
he's supposed to be gay. Mike Myers, you know, like Austin Powers and all that kind of thing.
I thought he was, man, that guy who used to kill people in those in Halloween.
Halloween, you're in trouble. Here I come with a knife.
No, because you know homosexuals, they're in the closet so long they go, "Fuck this," and they start murdering people.
Does this mask make me look fat? Tell me for real.
Funny sometimes.
Yeah, once in a while.
Ryan's so disassociated himself with the show he can't even laugh.
You ever taste your own cum?
What?
You ever taste your own cum? You ever
what
taste
kind of
your
segue is that?
Horrible one.
You've never tasted your own cum?
I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
Have you ever tasted your own cum?
Ever tasted your own cum? Mike Myers will stab you.
I don't know what that means. You lost me.
I know. I gave it a little taste 2 days ago just to see what it was doing. I don't know. I jerk off in a t-shirt. So funny, I have this one t-shirt that says "fuck the fuckers." My friend gave it to me, and I can never wear it anywhere, but it's really soft, and it feels good to jerk off into it. But my wife does the laundry, because she's my wife.
Your wife?
Oh, yeah.
I would not have put money on that.
It's a ring, is it? Right. No, Eduardo.
I thought you're, yeah, exactly.
You're too much.
Who's gonna help
who's
him around?
Who's touching me for?
He touches everybody.
What's going on?
Help my? Of course he's married. Who's going to help him around the house? Who's going to help him find things?
But
could you imagine being his wife? He could see when they met.
Yeah, this is about 2 years ago.
But you I got have a photo
of my wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, don't do that.
No.
Why is that the line?
I'm a real dude,
and I want to talk about real things.
Stop being weird. Do you taste your own cum or not?
Have a fake photo. You got to have a fake photo.
No, that's the line.
You have a big fake photo of your wife.
I don't know.
No, get a fake one.
Why?
Get like a big Leslie Jones kind of a.
Oh, I don't want to give people the wrong idea.
No, just like a big black.
A psych egg.
Big black.
No, taken.
Big See, black now lady. I'm doing terrible jokes. God damn it.
Everybody gets sucked in.
You're going to start to lose your vision in a minute.
Nobody gets out alive.
It's like that the movie The Fog, before you know it.
I saw Mike Vecchione over the weekend. I go, you. I said, thanks for doing a show, because he did our show last week. I go, thanks for doing a show. I go, you're okay with the, you know. He goes, you guys are going to get in trouble. I go, I don't know. What if you're going to get a job? And they find out. I go, well, first of all, I go, here we're behind a paywall.
Right.
And then at, you know.
That was a Patreon show anyway.
Huh?
That was a Patreon show, right?
Yeah, but even at MLC, we're not on video. So they can just say, oh, you said bad words ago. That wasn't me.
Right.
And I'm like, who's going to hire me? Yeah. And you don't even want to dig crashing. They don't fucking check to see if you're saying bad words. And I'll say it's the context of comedy, but he was a little worried for us.
We're
and then I was
characters.
Like, are you worried for you? He goes, no, but I just thought you guys might get into trouble. I'm like, I don't know, with the missus at home?
Yeah, right. That ship has sailed.
No, it's him. There's been a few shows here, rentals and other shows, where he's been like, oh, fuck, they went too far, I'm screwed.
Who, Vecchione?
Yeah, he gets really paranoid about that stuff. So it's not you guys, it's him.
Maybe because he used to be a teacher or something. He's like, he's just paranoid about saying bad things.
He's also a real Just kidding, of course. I'm playing a character.
You really are.
On that note, I'm going to go.
You have to leave?
I do, I have to leave.
You
All
do?
Right. I have I gotta get to get to.
You want to do any plugs?
Instagram, RR Comedy.
RR Comedy?
RR Comedy.
You're only on Instagram, or that's what you're promoting?
That's what I'm promoting.
How about your... Yeah, don't tweet this, because you'll get in trouble.
You'll be fine, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, man.
Do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Twitter, or you don't want to give it? Don't give it.
That's fine.
RR Comedy?
Yeah.
And so you want to do any plugs or shows you used to work for?
Yes, I'm going to be appearing November 12th at Gotham with Booger Nose Candy.
Oh yeah,
are you on that show?
I'll be hosting. Not on that show.
You should get him on the show.
Listen, Dom Herrera is on the fence. So if he has to bail,
Dom Herrera is not going to do it.
He's got extra leg room on JetBlue, so we're trying to negotiate that. It's nothing.
Oh. Nothing. Give me a guest spot.
You want to come up? You want to come up on the show?
I want to be on November.
Wait, Dom Herrera is on a show. Dom Herrera is not going to make it.
I'm being silly. No, Dom Herrera. We have Robert Klein. We have a huge guest, but I can't say their name, or a huge comic rather, but I can't say their name. So
is it big like Bruce Bruce?
It's somebody like
you said. Huge, like a big, like a big fat guy.
It rhymes with Rad Lumbach.
I don't even know what that is.
Chad Zumbach.
Is that your buddy Chad?
Yeah. Brad Trackman's doing the show, folks. Watch out.
Isn't he blind also?
Brad?
Yeah.
No, he just, his eyes are very close together. More of a cyclops.
Hello?
Really? You're taking,
is he taking
a phone call?
A phone call?
I know. This show's disaster.
Hello?
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not home, but so can you call my wife?
I don't know. Well, listen, it was a real pleasure.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for doing the show.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
No, that was my building. I thought the house was on fire. So.
What do they want?
No, you took a phone call. It's
fine. No, they call. I don't know what the fuck. They never call me, so I thought something was up.
They want to send something up, though. I overheard. It bled through.
No, I think there was a guest there, but we don't have no guests.
Uh-oh.
Nobody's coming to visit
Kevin,
me.
Kevin, time to fix the refrigerator.
So is my wife cheating on me?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe
Ryan
yes.
Reese, do you think yes
I don't
no?
know, say.
Yes, with Lenny. I think she's cheating on you.
Oh. On Rosh Hashanah, no less. Boy, I tell you, talk about screwing the Jew in the spick. I don't got nothing to fill up.
Really, you couldn't make that work?
I tried.
Ryan Reese, everybody.
Ryan Reese, everybody. Thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, Ryan.
Good looking kid too.
Beautiful man.
Yeah, he's good. Nice head of hair.
He lost a lot of weight. How much weight did you lose?
You should ask that in the beginning of the show.
I know. I fucked up.
How much weight did you lose, though? Really?
It used to be 300 pounds.
No.
Are you serious?
What age?
Until I was about 22.
You were 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of extra flesh?
Not a lot. A little.
You do? Did they never cut it out?
No.
No, well, good for you. That's great. That's
300
amazing.
300 pounds.
Would have been great to talk about.
I know. Sorry, Ryan.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. Well, good for him. That's an inspirational story.
No, I wanted to get him on because he was, you know, I watched Lenny's show one time.
Right.
Sometimes I can't sleep, you know, and I'm like, let me watch Lenny's show.
I'll go to sleep to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So I'm watching a show, and then, you know, they're talking about this. And, Ryan was on Seth Meyers, so Lenny was talking about, like, wow, you really went for it, you know? And I guess Ryan did, like, his more edgier jokes. And so I didn't watch the set, but just listen to Lenny talking about edgy and what's edgy. And
right.
I was just like, I just want to fucking get a gun and fucking start killing people. Well,
I always wonder, like, when you do stand up, like, warm up regularly, Monday must be pretty good, right? I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
$1,500 maybe a time.
Yeah, but you're at the win. I think Ryan's good at it because, like I said, he's very.
Does lots of shows. And,
huh?
He does lots
of
shows.
But also, he's always has, like, a positive spin on everything, you know? So like, if you're a warm up, you almost need to be like a robot.
Right.
Like, I made a joke about him being a robot.
I'm sure he liked that.
So he said, I don't know. He got really mad. But he is kind of like a comedy robot, you know? No disrespect if you're still listening around.
No, but
that's what you need to be. Like, if you come in, if you're a warm up and you're moody, or like, if you just have to kind of be like up all the time.
Right.
You know?
People don't want to see, they don't want real material. They want, like, kind of crowd work.
And the host doesn't, and the producers, they don't want a guy who's just like in a mood sometimes. Yeah. They just want a guy who's like ready to go all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what he is, you know? He's just ready to go.
Hey, folks, 8 years ago, my wife died.
9/11, huh?
9/11. You know who really caused 9/11?
Wait, 9/11 is, so 9/11's tomorrow, and that's when Rosh Hashanah is?
I didn't get you anything,
or
I'm
Yom
sorry.
Kippur.
I didn't get you a thing.
Wait, what is
today
tomorrow?
Today is Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is Yom Kippur. So,
today's
Yom
Kippur
New
is
Year.
On 9/11. But sometimes Yom Kippur is like in October, because I remember Lenny quit because I did a show without him on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. So.
And he was upset?
Yeah, he was mad because it was on a Monday, and that's why he quit. I did a show on a Monday, and he said he couldn't do it because of Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. And I was like, you're not even I know he wasn't like a religious
observant. Right.
So, but I know his cunt wife, no disrespect.
No, none.
Know his cunt wife.
Nope.
It was on a Monday. So she wanted a 3-day weekend. She didn't like Lenny doing the show. She didn't like me. So she's like, no, Lenny, I want you, I want to make a 3-day weekend out of it. I'm like, I'm doing the fucking show. I'm not taking Rosh Hashanah off. He goes, we can do it on Tuesday. I'm like, I'm not doing it on Tuesday. So then I did it. And,
Liz? Is you and Liz? Or who did
No, I did it with Des Bishop, because he wanted to do his. So we did a simulcast. We just taped it in his car on his equipment. And then he used it for his podcast. I used it for mine. And then it became a big spectacle. And then even I went on Opie. Opie is like, he goes, you guys should have used this for weeks of material. Like, you did a show without him on Yom Kippur. But his wedding was coming up too. His wedding was going to be in like 2 weeks after that. So he was looking for an out, and it run its course. You know how it go. You want to quit now anyway, right?
I don't want to quit. No, I'm very happy.
No,
with
but
the
you
show.
Get pissed, and then you're like,
I only really gotten pissed at you once in this whole time we've done this. And this
no, you were pissed the other day.
This was last week. It was my
okay, but
time.
You were pissed before that. I know there's another time you were.
Before
yeah,
that.
I already know you were pissed before.
It don't matter.
Listen, let me just say, if a guy wants to quit.
Right.
Especially if his wife's saying, you should quit. It's a toxic environment, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But my point is, that's the show, and that's what makes the show different, is that we're not just sitting around having good-natured fucking ribbing.
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
We say bad words. That, you know, I'm not saying we're like, I'm not drunk. But I'm saying, like, I don't want to sit around and act like everything's fine and have, like, this, like, hey, Bobby Kelly, hey, you're fat. Hey, I'm Rich Voss. Like, no disrespect to them, but, like, it's the same shit. It's the same shit.
By the way, if your name is Ryan Reese and you're not doing a podcast called Reese's Pieces, I don't know what's wrong with you.
He used to have on his business card Reese's. He used to do something with Reese's Pieces.
You get a cease and desist from that.
So, but he's the kind of guy who would be like afraid to get sued. And I mean, like when Lenny was afraid to get sued by Starbucks because we're going to use Starbucks for the logo for a Starfucker t-shirt.
The best thing that could happen is if you got sued.
That's what I said. I said that would be like comedy fucking gold. That'd be podcast gold if Starbucks told us to not use that. But he was like, he goes, I don't want to deal with it. I'm like, you're an idiot. So he's corporate. Lenny's corporate. That's fine, but there's not that much money in being corporate. Was Sam Kinison corporate?
No.
Exactly. So it's like, my point is, like, look at the best comics of all time. They're not corporate. It's not a corporate fucking, it's not a corporate man's game.
No.
If you want to be corporate, be corporate.
Sure.
So he's as corporate as you get, being a warm-up comic for fucking TV shows.
Well, he did a great job for coming to we have to shit on the guy, but you know, Richard Jenny was a corporate guy that turned out. No, Platypus Man.
No, they're not corporate.
No.
Corporate and comedy don't corporate comedy ends up being not comedy. Like when you get it, when it becomes too corporate, it's not comedy anymore. It's corporate.
I watched Bert Kreischer's new special on Netflix. Pretty funny, actually. He's a funny guy. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. I didn't watch it because I heard it's. I'm sure I won't love it, but that's why I don't
it's
watch
story,
it.
You don't like storytelling. You like jokes.
Yeah, and, I don't like storytelling.
Yeah, you like jokes, so it's not really.
I think storytelling's easier, and it's you know, and then you know, it's all that whole fucking when I did those festivals in Australia and England, it's all just people fucking guys telling stories. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck about your stories.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I know it's a cop out anyway.
Right.
It's a cop out. It's like you could tell a story that's 10 minutes, and then 10 minutes of jokes is hard. 10 minutes of a story, it's not that. I think I'm talking about my hernia.
Right.
I'm glad I got a hernia just so I have something to talk about.
It's riveting.
I got to do an hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half hernia.
How many times can I say nigger? You know what I mean?
Never too many for me.
I got to keep it. I can't just keep saying bad words. No, like we're fucking drunk children. That is a hoot, though. You ever see a drunk kid?
Every time I look in the mirror.
My dad used to cook. He used to make crepes or whatever. I don't know what the fuck.
Crepes? But
when he was younger, he got in this thing where he was cooking, and so he would have dinner parties, and my brother Danny got drunk on, like, the wine that they use for crepes.
Oh, really?
But he's probably 9 or 10. He's coming out of the kitchen
a little fucked up.
It's like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You know,
like
the scariest thing is when you see your parents drunk, it's always really scary. Like I was a kid, my father would always be drunk at night, you know,
and
I would always
sneak in your bed.
Yeah, he'd suck my dick.
We got to wrap it up.
All right, fine. Well, thank
you. So I apologize to Ryan Reese. I really thought we were going to, because I'm really trying to get away from bad words, because, you know, it is kind of a
what do you call it? A
device.
A crutch.
Yeah, a cheap device to.
Right. Cheap heat, as they say.
Every time we say it, Garrett laughs. It's really Garrett's fault because people were frowning, but.
I swear to God, that there's nothing funnier than the word nigger.
I like this serious news reporter dropping it right after his condolences or whatever it was. Yeah, that was.
What's that? What?
When you were doing like, and now in Sarajevo, they're dropping bombs. Nigger. Just for no reason. I like that part.
Oh, we're fighting the good fight. You know?
No, but for real, I mean, I can't, I would love to do it. I just don't have it in me. I can't do it. I fucking can't do it.
Well,
I can't just do a show where it's like, it's just like, hey, everybody, hey, how about that guy?
Right.
Hey, you're silly. Well, hey, nice shirt. Like, even your shirt's ridiculous, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But if you wore that shirt on Bobby Kelly's shirt, he would refer to it 50 times. I don't even give a fuck. It's like you sit down at the Comedy Cellar table. They go like, "Hey, nice haircut." It's like, "What are we 10?"
Yeah, right.
Like, are you really said nice haircut?
That's so stupid.
I think the last time I sat down, Bobby Kelly goes, "What's with your sideburn?" Or "What's with your eyebrows?" I go, "Really?" Like, I like Bobby Kelly, but like, "What's with my eyebrows?" Like, that's where we're still at. Yeah. What's with my eyebrows?
Yeah. And anyway. Meanwhile, everyone's incredibly thin-skinned, too. It's like,
right.
You know, it's like everyone's...
I think that's part of why they say something so obviously dumb. It's like, hey, nice sideburns, nice eyebrows, right. Nice shirt. Because you can't really get mad. They go like, ah. Yeah. You know?
Nice eyebrows, stupid. So overused. Yeah. Boring.
All right, shout-outs. I'm on Kumia today because we got to plug the... We got the brokerage. We got to sell some tickets at the brokerage. Me, Gino, and Aaron are there this Friday. The 14th. I'm actually there the 15th. If you can't go on the 14th, you can still go on the 15th. See me, but Aaron and Gina won't be there. They can only do Friday. So anyway, let's sell some tickets. Long Island, the brokerage, me, Gino, and Aaron. It's going to be a great show. And then the 22nd, the following weekend, the Saturday, not the Friday, just the Saturday. So the first weekend, Friday, this weekend, Friday, following weekend, Saturday, the 22nd will be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. You can take the train there. The train stops right there at the club.
Train.
The Poughkeepsie train station, right there. It's a fucking great gig because I just take the train there and I fucking end the clubs right there.
So you think people should choose a night of fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's on the 22nd. That's a Saturday with Gino and Aaron. And it's all on my website, KevinBrennan666 on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. Shout out to Bruce at Hudson Web Development.
And then remember, November 12th, Gotham. We have Laugh and Sight. I'm hosting Robert Klein and many, many, many other special guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you can go to the Gotham website for that at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter, Brian McCarthy Interview Show on fucking Facebook. And there we go. Yay! Shenatova Jews, Happy New Year. Let's make this one count.
Yeah, you fucking Jews, make this one count.